Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful word of encouragement. And we thank you. You've started a work with us. You've called us out of darkness into your marvelous kingdom, light and love on a daily basis. So we thank you this morning as your sheep. We hear your voice and we encourage you in your great love that's available. As you are, so are we in this world. And so we can have confidence in the day of judgment. And the day of judgment is these situations where we face trials. But thank you, we can count it all joy because you are with us and you take us through. So thank you. Thank you for this word here. And bless it to our bodies and bless our bodies and our minds and our attitudes and our actions to your purpose and your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 10 from verse 16 to 18. I'm sending you like lambs into a pack of wolves. So be as wise as snakes and as innocent as doves. Watch out for people who will take you to court and have you beaten in their synagogues. Because of me, you will be dragged before rulers and kings to tell them and the Gentiles about your faith.
Hallelujah. This is the early disciples, and this is how Jesus encouraged them and then gave them the Spirit, brought them into the kingdom, gave them the Spirit, and then released them into the world. And now we exactly the same. We have been born again now into the kingdom to hear from the King and walk with the King. So it's so wonderful when we take hold of all the scriptures now, the beauty. We are the sheep that is with the shepherd, and that's so important. And the shepherd helps us to be wise and gentle and bring this gospel across in a way that is worthy of the God quality of life, in peace, in gentleness. And so it's so beautiful to just understand that just as these guys received opposition, but that opposition was an opportunity for them to shine the light and bring about their faith and plant the seeds of the God quality of life in people's hearts and minds. And so it's exactly the same with us. And the word is just very clear. We will go through the valleys of the shadow of death. We will go through the fire. We will go through waters. We won't stay there. And so we can count it all joy when we face various trials, because it's an opportunity to see God, wake up to the light of life that we need so we grow, and then also to trample powers and principalities of darkness under our feet and release the captives, share the gospel. So we need to see the trials, the tribulations, persecution as an opportunity. The other translations say, When these things happen, you will bear testimony of me. Others says, bear witness of me. So it's an opportunity to share the gospel. And that sharing the gospel, what is so needed is that we understand this and we stand strong, knowing, like 1 Corinthians 10:13, you're not tested beyond what you can handle, and God will show you the way of escape. And then we see when we look running to God and we're looking to God in the midst of our testings. Why? Because it mustn't just be in the testing. You must look to God in everything, from the rising of the sun to the going down. And so our faith is growing. Our testimony is growing. So our witness is growing. And what is also happening when you're looking to the Lord and you're not going into your gold idols or your silver idols of the carnality of the flesh, of what you how you were before you were born again, you are getting the faith, you are getting the things of the Spirit. And then that we can see so nicely in Isaiah 30 from verse 19. You're going through testings, you call on the Lord, and then you hear what he's saying. And then when you start walking in the Spirit, what's the word in Galatians tells us, and that day, when we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh. And there in Isaiah 30 from verse 19, it says, I think 20, it goes on to 20. You can just read on there. It says you will throw away your silver idols and your gold idols, and that's your the way you used to think you were overcoming in the past life before Christ, but you weren't overcome. You're just falling deeper and deeper into carnality. But praise God, now we're waking up to spirituality. We're waking up to the great love that has started, that God has started in our life, and he's just taking us on. So we count it all joy because it's time to grow, and it's a time to be a witness of the goodness of the Lord that he's with you. You sheep, but you've got the shepherd. Amen. You branches tapped into the vine. You the bride that is with the bridegroom, is with his bride. So be encouraged, guys. Stand full in the truth. I think of Ephesians 6 verse 10. Be clothed in the mighty power that is now available to us in Jesus. And I think of Psalm 110, a prophetic word, verse 3. It talks about us going out from the womb of the morning. So it says morning's time now. We've been refreshed. We've been encouraged. And then we're going out with what? With the dew of Jesus' youth. He encourages us with what he knows. Remember, he's been here, and he knows the answers. And more than that, he knows the plans that him and the Father, with the plans that heaven has for us. So we are instructed accordingly with the dew, with a vision, with motivation. And what is it for? So that we can be the army that is fully putting on the clothes, put on Christ Jesus, and make no provision for the flesh, because the day of salvation is here, and we gain into the fullness of the salvation. So we are a testimony here on this earth now to show the world out there, the rulers, leaders, whoever, that the bigness and the goodness of God is available, and it is here, and we testify to it in our words, attitudes, and our actions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.